The central bank faced strong criticism from some TDs at the IRIHTHA's Finance Committee yesterday over the mortgage rates, the higher mortgage rates being paid by customers whose loans were sold on by banks to investment funds. Some people are being charged variable mortgage rates as high as 7%. Financial advisor Padraig Kisan is here to tell us more. And good morning to you, Padraig Kisan. More than 100,000 people involved, but about 38,000 people on the higher end of the rates, according to the central bank yesterday. What's their situation and how did it come about?
Well, there was a level of non-performing loans in the Irish banks following the economic crash back in 2009. And there was a directive issued by the European Central Bank to the Irish Central Bank to get the main lenders to lower their levels of non-performing loans. To do that, they sold off the books of business that were deemed as bad loans, and every entity that was in that marketplace, which are generally investment funds, came in and bought them up. They have appointed credit servicing firms to look after those accounts. As a result, a lot of them only charge variable rates and have seen those variable rates increase substantially up to levels now that are starting to reach unsustainable levels for a lot of these people who were in a lot of the time payment arrangements that were agreed based on their set of circumstances and are now challenged hugely by rates of 7%. And that only is before predicted further increases that are coming from the ECB. So it is causing a lot of issues. I know the central bank are engaging with the credit servicing firms, but hearing that their powers are limited in what they can do is of cold comfort to the customers that are certainly experiencing the difficulties.
I'll come on to that in a moment, but just that term, non-performing loans. How many of these people who are trying to pay their mortgages, but because they're now having to pay these much higher variable rates, they're finding themselves in trouble? And how many are people who didn't engage with the banks previously and aren't engaging with these funds now?
Yeah, most of these would be people who are trying their level best. And a lot of them would be in arrangements that would have been assessed following an assessment of what their affordabilities are. There was a debate on what is classified as a non-performing loan in this aspect as well. I know for certain some banks deemed some of these accounts as performing loans because there were agreed repayment arrangements and some of the money would have been warehoused and so forth. The difficulty that you have here is where do they go? And they are locked essentially with the firm that they're with. And that's creating kind of an easy position for people to increase interest rates. But I don't see the sense in continuing to increase interest rates on a sector that was already under difficulty when interest rates were lower. Longer term, it makes no sense because it's going to create difficulty in terms of the affordability. And I would encourage anybody that is in difficulty to contact the credit servicing firms and look at their arrangements now if the interest rate has gone to the level that it is, because what these people have always needed is certainty in terms of looking forward and how they can afford to remain in their home.
But the plight of these people that was of such concern to many TDs yesterday, it's only likely to get worse because the likelihood is the ECB will put rates up further.
Yes, and it'll reach a critical stage where...
And that will be passed on.
It will be passed on. But the other part of it on is the mainstream banks that had to move out these non-performing loans are going to start to see, with increasing interest rates, another set of non-performing loans arriving to their books. And what happens with those sector? Because a lot of people who are paying their mortgages at the moment are coming under sustained pressure now with the increasing interest rates. The one that is always put out about the people to pay nothing, these are not the people that we're talking about here. The people we're talking about here are making every effort they are to try and retain their ownership of their property to the best of their ability. There are still those protections in place for them. But when somebody is in a defenceless position, it can be very difficult to come and shout as loud as they should in order to move their loan if they can.
Now, the central bank officials insisted that they are engaging with these funds and they said there's quite intensive engagement. But there's a question about whether they have enough powers. Do they?
They probably don't, but they are also regulated by the the Consumer Protection Code, which says that you act in the best interests of your customers. I don't see how charging rates of 7% when they don't need to charge that high, because if the mainstream banks are at 4%, that's a 3% differential. The money markets haven't gone that far against the credit servicing, the credit firms that have bought these. Every one of these arrived to the table on you to buy these loans. In other words, they must have looked attractive for some reason. But if that reason is to, around the corner, up interest rates to levels that are unsustainable, I don't see how that circle fits for assisting people to the repayment of the loans, which is what the firm will need. Or is it going to become a pressure point where they'll force them to sell their properties? And that would be a concern.
Well, your advice to anyone in this situation is to contact their credit service company and talk to them about that. But from what you say, I suspect we're going to be hearing a lot more.
The one line I would give anybody is a lot of these people actually can move, and they should certainly find out if they can move their current mortgage to a mainstream lender and reduce those rates.
As I say, I suspect we'll be hearing more about this. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Padraig Cassan, their financial advisor.